In today's show, Bitcoin price hits $38,000 as Bitcoin analysts focus on the weekly close. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis as Bitcoin aims to break that critical 40K resistance. And as crypto analyst Mikhail Bende pop shares here, Bitcoin held 36,000 and tested 38,000 already. If that one tests again, we are likely to get a breakout and potentially test $40,700. And as on-chain analyst Will Clemente shares here, as I said yesterday, don't think asymmetry is the downside with Bitcoin in the low 30s. Potential downside, 20,000s. Upside, 60,000 plus. Dollar cost averaging into these levels is wise, in my opinion. And this just in, breaking news, I'm going to work to make Michigan the most pro-Bitcoin state in the country, says U.S. Senator Jim Ananich. And Max Kaiser responded, as we predicted 5 years ago, politicians would scramble to adopt Bitcoin, not ban it. Also in today's show, IMF urges El Salvador to remove Bitcoin status as legal tender. And this story has been going bonkers on crypto Twitter. Edward Snowden responded, somebody sounds nervous. And President of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele, responded with this Simpsons meme, I see you, IMF. That's very nice. And this sums it up very nicely. This is how the IMF looks right now. And in this meme, it shows you the IMF on their knees, pleading to Nayib Bukele, please, Bitcoin will destroy us. And as on-chain analyst Juan Clemente shares, IMF worried other countries will follow El Salvador, quite bullish that they take Bitcoin that seriously and are worried about the domino effect of nation state adoption. That's right. Also in today's show, popular trader predicts one more Bitcoin dip before epic rally and shares his bottom target for the king of all crypto. That's right. We're talking about pseudonymous trader known as Capo. He tells his followers that he thinks Bitcoin will wick downwards under $30,000 before recovering. And he also believes that if Bitcoin consolidates below 30,000, that the bull market is officially over. Also in today's show, Kathy Wood's ARK Invest says the price of a single Bitcoin can top $1 million in just another 8 years. That's right. The famed stock picker Kathy Wood's ARK Invest has another bold prediction for where Bitcoin is headed. Even as the price struggles at multi-month lows, Bitcoin's price could exceed $1 million by 2030 as investors remain focused on its long-term value, according to the investment firm. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and most of the major alts are currently pumping back in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. The Bitcoin staged a new retest of $38,000 resistance this morning on January 26th as optimism increased over a potential recovery to $40,000 and higher. And right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart, which is looking bullish as a mofo. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView followed the Bitcoin / USD pair as it continued the rebound that began on Monday. And at the time of this recording, we're currently hovering at around that $38,000 mark. And for Cointelegraph contributor Mikhail Bende Pop, the signs were encouraging with the stage being set for a potential exit from the $30,000 to $40,000 corridor. Quoting him right here on crypto Twitter, Bitcoin held 36,000 and tested 38,000 already. If that one test again, we are likely to get a breakout and potentially test $40,700. And almost as bullish on the short time frames was trader, analyst, and podcast host Scott Melker, known as the Wolf of All Streets. As he shares here on crypto Twitter, Bitcoin hourly confirmed cup and handle, never a reversal pattern, only valid as continuation. Target is 39,600, which you know is coincidentally the key resistance on the higher time frames. Minimum target based on the depth of the cup. And then he updated us right here for reference, sharing this chart, which shows a cup and handle pattern with the breakout level with the minimum target. And then he also updated us this morning for the weekly. Here's 39,600 on the weekly. This is where bullish market structure broke down with a lower low. This is the initial target of my current longs. It should theoretically be retested as resistance, even if we are going down further, never guaranteed. And this person responded, also short liquidations, making truckloads of money is a better reason to go there than astrology for men. And Scott Melker responded, astrology for men sounds like a new hair product. Now this term comes from Max Kaiser. I recently quoted him saying it, and he compared technical analysis in crypto with that of astrology for men. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Max Kaiser or the Wolf of All Streets. And now let's take a look at the altcoin market. Dogecoin gains outshine other major cryptos. Altcoins continue to see relief while Ethereum gaining another 4% in the past 24 hours to return back above 2,500, which you can see here in the Ether 1 hour candle chart. Now the largest altcoin by market cap, nonetheless, outperformed by several peers, including Solana and XRP. The top 10 cryptos by market cap were led by Dogecoin, which put in around 10% gains over the same period. The move accompanied fresh publicity from Tesla CEO Elon Fudd-Puppet Muskrat, who pledged to eat one of McDonald's Happy Meals on television should the fast food giant opt to accept Doge for payments. As he shared here on crypto Twitter, "I will eat a Happy Meal on TV if McDonald's accepts Dogecoin." And ironic enough, Burger King responded, "Only a king knows what the coin do." And this just in, breaking news, "I'm going to work to make Michigan the most pro-Bitcoin state in the country," says U.S. Senator Jim Ananick. And Max Geiser responded, "As we predicted 5 years ago, politicians would scramble to adopt Bitcoin and not ban it. That's right, mass adoption. Let's go." And before I break down next story of the day, IMF urges El Salvador to remove Bitcoin status as legal tender, as well as popular trader predicts one more Bitcoin dip before epic rally and shares his bottom target for the king of all crypto, as well as Kathy Wood's ARK Invest says the price of a single Bitcoin could top $1 million in just another 8 years. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and all the major alts are currently pumping and in the green, with Bitcoin up 3.5% for the day, maintaining just above $37,800, with Ether up almost 4%, maintaining above $2,500. We have Avalanche up 6%, trading just under $69. Solana up 4.5%, trading at $96.52. And Cardano up 6%, trading at $1.09. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day, which everyone is talking about on crypto Twitter. Members of the executive board of the International Monetary Fund are urging lawmakers in El Salvador to no longer recognize Bitcoin as legal tender. The IMF reported on Tuesday that though digital payments had the potential to increase financial inclusion in the Central American nation, the use of Bitcoin as legal tender carried large risks related to financial stability, financial integrity, and consumer protection. The executive board of directors urged El Salvador authorities to narrow the scope of the Bitcoin law by removing Bitcoin's legal tender status, also expressing concern about the potential risk of issuing Bitcoin-backed bonds. "I think they are shaken in their boots because Bitcoin puts them out of business. It is what it is." The official's recommendation came following the conclusion of an article consultation in El Salvador. According to the IMF, during such a consultation, a team of economists visits a country to assess economic and financial developments and discuss the country's economic and financial policies with government and central bank officials. And prior to the implementation of El Salvador's Bitcoin law in September 2021, IMF officials warned that some of the consequences of the country adopting Bitcoin as the national currency could be dire, including the risk of having domestic prices becoming highly unstable and assets being used contrary to anti-money laundering and combating the financial terrorism measures, which we all know is nothing more than FUD. Now, the IMF had previously issued statements to small nations considering adopting crypto, claiming that it would do so raise risk to macroeconomic and financial stability, as well as financial integrity. Now, since the Bitcoin law went into effect in September, El Salvador President Nayib Bukele has used his Twitter account to announce several Bitcoin buys totaling 1,801 BTC worth roughly $67 million at the time of this recording. And their latest purchase of 410 BTC came as the price of the crypto asset dropped below $37,000 for the first time since July 2021, as Nayib Bukele tweeted here. "Nope, I was wrong. Didn't miss it. El Salvador just bought 410 Bitcoin for only $15 million. Some guys are selling really cheap." And just so you can see how bonkers this story is going on crypto Twitter right now, when you type in Bitcoin into Twitter, the first thing that comes up, Edward Snowden responded, "Somebody sounds nervous," responding to the IMF. And then Bitcoin Magazine wrote, "The IMF is begging El Salvador to drop Bitcoin as legal tender. We are winning." And as Paco shares here, Kodak urges Apple to remove cameras from their iPhones. And then Dennis Porter shares, "The IMF having to ask El Salvador to stop using Bitcoin is exactly why this technology is so powerful. If they don't comply, Nayib Bukele and his people can still have access to a global financial rail." And as Holger shares, "Blockbuster urges Netflix to remove movies from the internet." So as you can see, Twitter going bonkers, as they should. And Max Kaiser with a classic response, "Cry harder." And as Nayib Bukele shares here, "I see you, IMF. That's very nice." And this particular meme sums it up the best. This is how the IMF looks right now. And you can see the IMF pleading on their knees to Nayib Bukele, "Please, Bitcoin will destroy us. And as William Clemente shares here, IMF worried other countries will follow El Salvador, quite bullish that they take Bitcoin that seriously and are worried about the domino effect of nation state adoption. Let's freaking go. And before I break down next story of the day, popular trader predicts one more Bitcoin dip before epic rally and shares his bottom target for the king of all crypto, as well as Cathie Wood's ARK Invest says the price of a single Bitcoin could top $1 million in just another 8 years. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap sitting back above $1.7 trillion with about $40 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And the current Bitcoin dominance is 42.1% with the Ether dominance at 17.7%. Now checking out the top gainers in the crypto market, we have one up over 2.3 million%, which I'm not even going to mention because it doesn't even show you a market cap, followed by Bonded Finance up 2,000%, followed by Metamorph up 1,600%. Now, obviously, these are the super-ish coins. So which altcoins in particular are you most bullish on for 2022? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 23 in extreme fear, yesterday a 12, last week a 24, and last month a 40 in fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity. BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Popular crypto analyst and trader thinks Bitcoin is primed for another price dip before bouncing back. The synonymous analyst known as Capo tells his 236,000 Twitter followers that he thinks Bitcoin will wick downwards under 30,000 before recovering. Capo, however, believes that if Bitcoin consolidates below 30,000, that the bull market is officially over. Quoting him here, if it consolidates below 30,000, it's over. Consolidation means clean high time frame close below this level or a break plus flip from support to resistance. Right now, I bet for a bounce from there after a wick below $30,000. And looking at this analyst chart, which you can see right here on your screen, it appears that Bitcoin is following the market structure of the S&P 500 from 1999 to 2009 on the 2 week time frame. Should Bitcoin follow the script, a move below 30,000 puts Bitcoin in a position to rally to fresh all-time highs. The analyst also notes that a lot of supply has been added on Binance futures, which contributes to his belief that Bitcoin is headed down below $30,000. As he shares here, they just added a lot of supply on Binance futures, sub $30,000 incoming, in my opinion. Now, Capo also says that 80% of his portfolio is now in dollar-pegged stablecoin Tether USDT. He believes that the sub $30,000 prediction will be invalidated if Bitcoin consolidates above $41,000, which we're only $3,000 away from. So let's hit $41,000 to invalidate this sub $30,000 price prediction. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this crypto analyst. And before I break down our final story of the day, Cathie Wood's ARK Invest says the price of a single Bitcoin can top $1 million in just another 8 years. But first, I want to remind you to smash the show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,000+ videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store now live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, the daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, the blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. You can also find me on Spotify and iTunes. We're currently receiving over 700,000 downloads per month. And if you're listening to the pod, be sure to check out the YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net for the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day, shall we? Famed stock picker Cathie Wood's ARK Invest has another bold prediction for where Bitcoin is headed. Even as the price struggles at multi-month lows, Bitcoin's price could exceed $1 million by 2030 as investors remain focused on its long-term value, according to the investment firm. I'll take it a step further. I feel we have the potential to reach $1 million per BTC by 2025, or 2026 being the next halving is in 2024. And we tend to go parabolic a year, or now 2 years following the halving, now with the lengthening Bitcoin cycles. So I just wanted to point that out. Bitcoin's total market cap is still only a fraction of total global asset values and is likely to scale as other countries follow El Salvador in adopting it as legal tender, ARK analyst Yasin wrote in the firm's Big Ideas report published on Tuesday. According to our estimates, the price of one Bitcoin could exceed $1 million by 2030, he said. Now, Bitcoin has taken a bit of a beating in the recent days, sinking to a six-month low of around $33,000 on expectations of a tighter Federal Reserve policy. However, we're back above $38,000 today, even though it's still down 18% so far in January, according to CoinGecko data. Now, according to ARK's research, information on blockchain networks shows at least 13.5 million Bitcoins haven't been moved in more than 155 days, suggesting a long-term hodling behavior pattern. Now, moreover, Bitcoin's annual settlement volume has surpassed Visa's with more than $13.1 trillion of value being settled on the network in 2021. Let's freaking go. And other developments that could encourage wider use of the Bitcoin adoption are the Taproot upgrade, the first change to its protocol since July of 2017, and transaction speed boosting Lightning Network. ARK said, now Bitcoin attraction among institutions is also broadening among players including Grayscale, Block One, MicroStrategy, and Tesla. After the arrival of more regulated products and corporate adoption, the research showed 8% of Bitcoin circulating supply is now held by exchange-traded products, corporations, and nation states, according to the analysts. And separately, the investment firm believes that the conversation on Bitcoin's negative environmental impact seems ill-informed, because it is. It's nothing more than FUD. Bitcoin mining, the system that adds new coins to the blockchain, could actually benefit the energy industry as it incentivizes cleaner solutions. ARK said, Bitcoin mining machines around the world reportedly consume as much power per year as Bangladesh, a country of over 160 million people. This apparent toll on sustainability has often stirred debate about owning and trading cryptocurrencies. Now, billionaire Bill Gates, an outspoken climate change advocate and another FUD puppet, has criticized Bitcoin's environmental impact, saying it uses more electricity per transaction than any other method known to mankind. Please cry me a river, Bill Gates. But according to ARK's Yasin, Bitcoin is the asset most compatible with ESG, which is environmental, social, and corporate governance norms. Our research suggests that Bitcoin has the potential to transform monetary history by providing financial freedom and empowerment in a fair, global, and distributed way, Yasin wrote. And in September, Cathie Wood predicted Bitcoin will soar to $500,000 in 5 years. And she also touted a 60-40 Bitcoin to Ether crypto portfolio. And now she's saying $1 million Bitcoin by 2030. Send it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with ARK Invest CEO Cathie Wood and their analysts, Yasin. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin price hits $38,000 as Bitcoin analysts focus on the weekly close. We also discuss IMF urging El Salvador to remove Bitcoin status as legal tender, as well as popular trader predicting one more Bitcoin dip before an epic rally, and shares his bottom target for BTC, which is $30,000, as well as Cathie Wood's ARK Invest says the price of a single Bitcoin could top $1 million in just another 8 years. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, eCoin wrote, Aloha JV, hope you're having a good week. Great show as always. Getting hungry. Gonna go grab a MakeBTC Happy Meal. Cheers fam, get that MakeBTC Happy Meal. Hodl. And our next featured comment comes from Chris Minka, who wrote, you can't taper a Ponzi. Ignore the FUD, BTFD, and HODL. I bought a half a Bitcoin at 33,000. Anything cheap is a fire sale. Preach fam, you can't taper a Ponzi. Facts. Congrats Chris on buying the dip and stacking sats. Well done. And our third and final featured comment comes from Lawrence Abramoff, who wrote, forget the articles. It's just basic common sense. If hash rate keeps hitting all-time high, people must be investing in it. Bitcoin miners aren't cheap. An example, just HODL. Even Australia is doing Bitcoin mining. We got a minimum 500K VA. They will also have renewables this year or next in Western Australia. Exactly, fam. We all know what's good. Keep stacking sats, HODL, and let's watch BTC Moon. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below.